Chapter 20. The Reborn. Few religions survive the death of their founder unscathed. So it was with Chrislam, despite Fatima Magdalene's efforts at designating a successor. The first disagreements occurred when her son, Morris Goldenberg, materialized out of nowhere and attempted to claim his inheritance. He was first denounced as a fraudulent pretender, but when he demanded and obtained DNA testing, the movement had to abandon this line of defense. He next made the pilgrimage to Mecca, and though he was kept at a safe distance from the Kaaba, he thereafter insisted on calling himself Al-Hajj. How sincere he was in this, or indeed anything else, was hotly disputed. About his mother's sincerity, there was never any serious doubt, but after his death, most people decided that Al-Hajj Morris Goldenberg was nothing more than a charming and plausible adventurer, making the most of the opportunity fate had given him. Ironically, he was one of the last known victims of the AIDS virus, a fact from which many discordant conclusions were drawn. As far as outsiders were concerned, most of the matters of doctrinal dispute that Morris promoted appeared trivial. Were prayers at dawn and sunset the minimum requirement? Were pilgrimages to Bethlehem and Mecca of equal merit? Could the Ramadan fast be cut to a week? Was it necessary to give tithe to the poor, now that society as a whole recognized its responsibilities in this matter? How to reconcile Jesus' order to drink wine in remembrance of me with Muslim aversions to alcohol, and so on. However, after Morris's death, the disagreements between the various sects were patched up, and for several decades Chrislam showed a fairly united face to the world. At its peak, it claimed over 100 million adherents and was the fourth most popular religion on Earth, though it made little headway on the Moon and Mars. The major schism was triggered, very unexpectedly, by the voice of Sirius. An esoteric subsect, much influenced by Sufi doctrine, claimed to have interpreted the enigmatic signal from space by the use of advanced information processing techniques. All earlier attempts had failed completely. The signal, if it was that, appeared to be unmodulated noise. Why the Syrians should bother to transmit pure noise was a puzzle that had spawned countless theories. The most popular one was that, like high-security messages sent in some encryption systems, it merely looked like noise. It could be an intelligence test which only the reborn had passed, if their claims were to be believed.